Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with us this morning is Des Cahill.
Yeah, Rachel, busy morning and busy day. The Irish women's soccer team take on Sweden tonight. Victory is crucial for the Irish, given their two defeats in the opening games against France and England. It's a really tough group as Ireland bid to reach next year's European Championship. Sweden are missing a few key players, but Denise O'Sullivan is a doubt for Ireland as well. We'll have live coverage on RTE2 and 2FM. We'll be looking ahead to it later. The other game in our group sees England host France in St James's Park, while Northern Ireland are away to Portugal in Group B. On the club front, the league leaders Shelburne will be hoping to maintain their 6-point lead over Derry City when Sligo Rovers come to Tolka Park this evening. Derry City go to Dundalk, and Shamrock Rovers, now 9 points behind Shelburne, go to Drogheda. The other games, St Pat's versus Galway and Waterford versus Bohemians. The First Division leaders Cork City go to Athlone. In rugby, after their dramatic defeat in the European Cup final, Leinster are straight back into action tonight when they play Connacht in the ORC. The sellout game will be Leinster's last match at the RDS for a year because of ground redevelopment. Leinster are currently third in the table, with this weekend's games deciding the top eight and the quarter-final lineup. We'll hear from Leo Cullen later. Leinster won't have full-back Hugo Keenan. He's playing for Ireland Men in the Madrid Sevens, which starts today. The other Irish provinces, Munster and Ulster, meet at Thomond Park tomorrow evening, and Munster scrum half Craig Casey sees a huge improvement in the side under coach Graeme Rowntree and his coaching team.
Of course, like, we've another year under the belt with the management, and we've definitely built on the systems, and we've kind of adapted to different games, whereas last year we were just instilling the game plan no matter what. So I think we've become more adaptable this year, and it's paid off. You saw it out in South Africa with what we did with the bench, with what we did with the starting team and stuff like that. So we've become adaptable, and I think every player that steps on the pitch is very comfortable now, and it's shown. Like you said, it's been win-win-win in the URC. Of course, we've had a few bumps along the way in the Investec Cup, and that kind of puts a stint in it, and you take the learnings from them, and which we have done. We went down to South Africa after being knocked out of the Investec Champions Cup, and took our learnings from there, and we've built on since then, and we've been playing really, really well, I think, since that Northampton game. So we have full confidence in coming this weekend, and please God, another 3 games after that.
And we'll have that game on our Saturday Sport programme tomorrow. In golf, Leona Maguire is 5 shots off the lead at the US Women's Open. Japan's Yuma Sasso leads on 2 under, Maguire 3 over. County Clare amateur Anya Donegan, 6 over par. Stephanie Meadow withdrew because of illness. At the Canadian Open, Rory McIlroy is 4 shots behind the leader David Skins. He's 8 under par. Shane Lowry and Seamus Power 2 over. They're 10 off the lead. And at the European Open, the defending champion Tom McKibben on 4 under is 5 behind the leader Yannick De Bruyne. To Gaelic games now. The football championship dominates the senior GAA calendar this weekend, and we'll look ahead to that later. But there's also a sellout under 20 hurling final to look forward to, and casting his eye on that and a few other issues is Donal Cusack.
Good morning, Des. The championship so far has given us days that would make hurling people want to live forever. Having said that, May hasn't yet passed us by, and flagship counties like Galway, Tipperary and Waterford have already been put into hibernation until the spring of 2025. With only 9 hurling games remaining, the GAA's self-sabotaging condensed season will ensure that all other teams will join them in their long hiatus very soon. That championship takes a brief pause this weekend before the provincial and Joe McDonagh finals next weekend. Tomorrow night, centre stage goes to the under-20 teams of Tipperary and Offaly, who meet Nolan Park, Kilkenny, and what promises to be a thrilling encounter. With respect to Tipperary and their recent troubles, there isn't a hurling neutral who doesn't want Offaly to win. Offaly's ticket allocation sold out in minutes. People in Offaly have gone crazy for this young team. They watched them lose a minor final in the last minute to Tipperary a couple of years ago, and watched them again as they were beaten by a bigger and more physical Cork team in the All-Ireland final last year. But the faithful haven't lost the faith. There were scenes of pure madness as they put Kilkenny out of Leinster, then a series of some premature and delirious pitch invasions as they beat Dublin in the Leinster final. Tipperary, on the other hand, guided by former great Brendan Cummins, have come through a highly competitive Munster championship, notably disposing of a fancied Cork team on 2 occasions. Cummins, now in his 3rd year in charge of this team, has moulded a serious group, with the majority of players having another year at this grade, making his progress all the more admirable. Both sides have a sprinkling of brilliant players destined for senior careers. Adam Screeny of Offaly and Tips Darren McCarthy are standout talents, but the supporting cast on either side could be the difference. In a way, and unfortunately for Tip, there's so much excitement around this Offaly team that they're a bit like a local band playing on the same ticket as the Beatles. But they have shown this year that they've got what it takes through savage work rate and guts in clutch situations. However, Hurling Nation thinks the infectious energy of this Offaly team, bolstered by their fanatical support, will just give them the edge. Aoimore Gallagher.
Yeah, some demand for tickets in Offaly.
Yeah, he is right, though. The poor Tipperary players, because, you know, all the neutrals are up for Offaly. I mean, it would be lovely to see them back, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, they won't be slow to tell us if they are and when they are, but we look forward
to
that.
You've long experience of that.
In boxing, Irish pair Caelan Cassidy and Sean Murray both suffered heartbreaking defeats as their Olympic qualifiers came to an end in Bangkok. There are three Irish in action today. Dana Moorhouse this morning, Aidan Walsh and Gráinne Walsh later on. In tennis, Novak Djokovic, Daniel Medvedev and Alexander Zverev were through to the next round of the French Open. In athletics, Mark English ran his quickest time for 2 years at the Diamond League meeting in Oslo, finishing fourth in the 800 metres in 1:44.95. Ireland's men's cricket team plays Sri Lanka today in a Florida in a warm-up game for the T20 World Cup. And in racing, the Derby weekend at Epsom gets underway with a strong Irish challenge for the Oaks in this afternoon's feature. We'll preview that later. There's also racing action in Down Royal and Tramore.